Kinderlach, Kinderlach, Kinderlach. Welcome to this month's Rosh Chodesh Assembly. Everybody please be seated. Very good, very good. Nice, Derech Eretz. Yes, we here at Yeshiva Midos Tovos are very proud of all you Kinderlach who are showing such fine Derech Eretz and sitting down. Oh, so nicely and quiet, too, Mamish Gevaldik. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I see all the kitos are here, all the classes are here, so I guess we're ready to begin this month's assembly. Okay, for this Rosh Chodesh, for this particular Chodesh, this month, we are going to introduce to you all a wonderful midah. You know, every month we have a special midah, and we, like, enforce it. Of course, we should work on all our midahs all the time. Everybody knows that. I'm sure of that. Yes, of course you do.
Of course we do, Rabbi Popovitz. We definitely do know that.
Yes, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so this particular month, we want to emphasize a midah that we think everybody should always do, and even after the chodesh is over, of course, like all the other midos, we should make it part of our repertoire of the way we act, okay? This month we are going to do the midah of Vatronis. Does anybody here know what Vatronis means? Vatronis? Anybody? Anybody? Yes. You over there in the back. Yes. What is Vatronis? Do you know what it means?
I think it means, it's a new soda that came out. It's made by, Pepsi Cola or Coca Cola, or maybe it's made by, Erbaim Chaim. You think so? Or unless it's a Wolbaum's new brand. What do you say? Am I close, Rabbi Popovitz?
You know, I never thought about thinking that Vatronis could make a nice name for a soda. But really, it's not that. Anybody else thinks he knows? You there in the middle. Yes. You. That's right. You. No, not him. Not him. You.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. If I understand correctly, my Zaiti always talks about it, my father always talks about it, and I think my Rebbe sometimes talks about it when there's about to be a machloikas at recess time.
What do you think Vatronis means?
Vatronis is like the meter of how would you say, like being passive.
What's passive?
Are you using fancy words? What's passive?
Would you care to explain it so that even the younger Kinderloch could understand?
Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Okay, I believe passive is like easygoing. A person should have the meaning of Vatronis to be easygoing and to forgo something that even though it's coming to the person, but if it could avoid a machlaikis or somebody's feelings being hurt or something like that, especially machlaikis, of course, then, of course, a person should be a mavater, which is following the meaning of Vatronis. Which basically means that, you know, instead of asserting your right to have something that really coming to you, so what happens is that, you know, certain situations that you should give up something that's supposed to come to you because.
Very nice. You're saying it beautifully, but I'll say it a little louder so everybody can hear. Okay, basically what this young gentleman is saying, of course, is basically Vatronis is to be easygoing, yes. And, you know, of course, you're not supposed to give up everything that's coming to you. I mean, otherwise you would have nothing at all. But once in a while, sometimes there's something that you really don't need, or sometimes there's something that you feel you do need, and it's very, very important to you, but you will give it up, even though you want it yourself very badly. You'll sometimes give it up just because you want to avoid machloikis and hurting someone else's feelings. That's a gewaltige midah, and that's going to be the midah of the month. And to help us understand this midah a little more, because all you Kinderlach are so precious. So, if you were food, I would call you delicious. But, of course, you're not food. You're Kindlech, who are so divine and precious. And you, Kindlech, always try your best in Midas Tovas. Derech Eretz, you always try to make a Kiddush Hashem even outside of the yeshiva. Because, you know, if a goy comes by and he says, ah, wow, that's the way a Jewish kid acts. Woo-ha, maybe I should send my kid to yeshiva. Oh, so yeshivas are pretty good. Yeah, yeah, this is Kiddush Hashem. And through Vatronis you can make Kiddush Hashem too, you know that. Anytime you do any mitzvah whatsoever, even among Eden over here, if you do something nice to your friend, it's still a Kiddush Hashem anytime. But of course, there are different levels of Kiddush Hashem. So to help us understand this month's midah of the month, Vatronis, we invited a very special storyteller. Everybody, please welcome Rabbi Yitzi Herbs.
Oh, boy!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, Rabbi Popovitz, for inviting me here to come and tell a story. Kindlech, I have a very, very special story that I would like to share with you. Now, listen carefully. This is a true story. And I'm not going to say who, like, well, there's one name I'm going to tell you that's true. But we'll come to it, you know, when we get to it. But this is a story that hopefully, after I finish telling it over, you'll have a real good feeling to want to become a mavater, you know, and especially you'll be able to use your own judgment when it's time to and when it's not to. And also, believe it or not, Kindlech out there, you're also going to learn that, you know, sometimes when you are a mavater and you gave up something, or you give up something that's really precious to you, and, you know, you really want it, but you give it up because you don't want the other person to feel bad, or you don't want to have a machloikis. If you do that, you know you could be worthy of many brachos. As a matter of fact, why should I just tell you about it? Let me tell you about it through the story. So, Kindlech, the story I'm about to tell you is a true story that happened in Tel Aviv. Yes, but I'm not going to say all the names and the places. I'm just going to tell you what happened in Tel Aviv. And when I come up to the tzaddik's name, yes, I'm going to tell you who he was. But all the other names and everything else and all the other shuls, everything else, I'm not going to use real names. Now, what happened was as follows. This story did not take place 100 years ago. No, no, no.
Rabbi Hirsch, did it take place like 50 years ago?
No. It took place at approximately 1995.
Wow, that's not so long ago.
That's right. So let me tell you what was happening. There was a certain shul that had a gabbai, and this gabbai was in charge of taking care of all the shul events. That meant if there was a bar mitzvah, well, let me get straight to it. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there. Shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem. How are you? How are you? How are you?
I'm fine, Baruch Hashem. What can I do for you? Ah, yes. Reb Nuchem, what is it?
Well, what is it? Well, let me tell you. You know, B'li'ayin Hora, I have a son that's going to be getting bar mitzvah. He's gonna get bar mitzvah. It's gonna be, Pasha's,
You know what, Pasha, I mean, you're coming here, you want to reserve the Shabbos, not a problem, but you have to tell me. I have to know what Shabbos, I'm reserving. I'm reserving Shabbos at Bryce's, and Bryce's, Noyach, Lelechama Yair. Tell me when I'm hot, tell me when to stop. Bryce's, Noyach, Lelechama Yair,
It's Bishalach.
Ah, Bishala. Whoa, that's a tough parasha terrain. Yeah, this parasha is a very hard parasha terrain, you know, because, you know, you got the seal in there.
Don't worry about it.